Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene dissects the intriguing dynamics of attraction, charm, and manipulation, examining seduction as a potent form of social influence and power. Greene focuses intensely on historical examples and psychological insights, revealing methods used by renowned figures who achieved mastery in influencing others through seduction. Rather than limiting itself to sexual contexts, the book explores a much broader and deeper scope, clarifying that seduction permeates into areas like politics, marketing, entrepreneurship, and leadership. With vivid anecdotes and expert analysis, Greene elucidates how seduction operates at a subconscious level, playing upon social desires, insecurities, and human emotions. Each chapter thoroughly unpacks distinctive seductive archetypes, offering readers a practical guide on identifying their inherent seductive style and refining it intentionally. Broadly entertaining and intellectually gratifying, this book serves as a provocative revelation into dynamics we often overlook or misunderstand. Greene's work is indispensable for those wishing to elevate their influence in personal and professional relationships, honing their abilities to captivate, persuade, and maintain attention effectively. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, identifying seductive personalities, Greene delves into various seductive archetypes, articulating profiles such as the siren, rake, ideal lover, dandy, and star, among others. Each archetype embodies distinctive characteristics and strategies adaptable by any individual. For instance, the siren captivates using allure and mystique, often utilizing aesthetic appearances or enigmatic behaviors to fascinate others deeply. Meanwhile, the rake thrives by adopting spontaneous, passionate, and unpredictable modes of behavior, providing excitement and thrill. The ideal lover understands and speaks directly to the fantasies and dreams of their subjects, creating intimate emotional connections. Understanding these archetypes helps readers identify their natural strengths and seduction styles, allowing them to enhance their interpersonal skills consciously. It also allows analysis of real-world scenario simulations, illustrating how effectively these traits can be incorporated into daily interactions to amplify influence and enhance social desirability. Secondly, the strategic process of seduction. Greene outlines a structured, methodical approach for executing acts of seduction effectively, emphasizing the necessity of patience, strategy, and perception. The seduction process is systematically portrayed in phases, each demanding calculated moves tailored to weaknesses and desires of the seduced. To seduce effectively, Greene argues one must begin deeply and thoroughly by selecting a fitting subject and psychologically mapping their desires, insecurities, and personal vulnerabilities. Subsequently, the process involves strategically approaching the subject, initiating intrigue and interest subtly before making gradual advances and eventually creating irresistible enticement. Carefully timed withdrawals amplify further longing, creating dependency and desire for repeated encounters. Mastery of the strategic process demands emotional intelligence, self-awareness, and rigorous self-control, asserting that seduction requires discipline and extensive self-understanding. Thirdly, the role and value of indirect suggestion. Greene emphasizes subtlety and indirectness as powerful techniques within seduction. Direct approaches to attraction may yield resistance due to defensiveness or perceived aggressiveness. Therefore, Greene promotes indirect suggestion, an art form allowing seduction to flourish naturally and seemingly incidentally, bypassing the subject's barriers and conscious defenses effectively. Subtle gestures, ambiguous language, and carefully structured implications engage participants' imaginations, triggering intrigue and longing without overt force. Indirect suggestion fuels fantasies and engages subconscious minds, making subjects believe that connections and desires originate intrinsically from within themselves, a highly persuasive psychological mechanism. Greene clearly illustrates virtually applicable scenarios, helping readers master techniques to embed suggestive messages in innocuous behaviors, general conversations, and ordinary situations, initiating seduction without explicitly acknowledging intentions. Fourthly, mastery of charisma and magnetism. Greene examines charisma as a critical component of seduction, studying charismatic powers of historical figures who crafted compelling presences and influenced masses. He suggests charisma does not necessarily originate naturally, but can develop through specific, deliberate practices. Central to charisma is the idea of captivating attention and generating fascination that supersedes rational considerations. Green provides practical suggestions, such as improving body language, speech patterns, and carefully controlling energy levels and emotional expressions. A key insight is the cultivation of mystery and allure. By preserving elements of unpredictability and ambiguity, charismatic figures heighten people's curiosity and interest consistently. Green argues that genuine charisma involves maintaining a sophisticated balance between approachability, unpredictability, empathy, and strength, allowing viewers to see charismatic individuals as ideal figures who emotionally stimulate, consciously inspire, and unconsciously attract. Lastly, manipulating through emotion and power. Dynamics. Green illuminates how emotional manipulation can be particularly potent within seduction. He carefully explains how tapping into and influencing one's emotions allows a deeper level of persuasion and control, often more efficiently than rational tactics. Emotions, passions, and vulnerabilities present individuals with weak spots, open to targeted influence. Green encourages readers to understand emotional triggers, mastering the art of stimulating feelings such as excitement, jealousy, longing, and urgency as purposeful strategies within seduction. He also instructs on navigating power dynamics, managing dominance, submission, independence, and dependence in the seduction encounter. Strategic shifts in power distribution, maintained awareness and responsiveness towards subtle emotional shifts within subjects, can establish increased emotional dependency and attachment. Green's insights into emotional manipulation require ethical mindfulness, demonstrating how understanding emotions broadly can lead seducers to greater advantages, personally and professionally, when responsibly applied. In conclusion, The Art of Seduction, by Robert Greene, is ideal for readers ranging from ambitious professionals to socially perceptive individuals seeking deeper interpersonal connections and influence. Those in leadership, sales, marketing, public relations, and politics will especially benefit, as the mastery of seduction skills enhances strategic communication and influential potential in professional and personal situations. Furthermore, individuals seeking better comprehension of social dynamics and psychology will find valuable insights throughout Green's detailed explorations of historical and contemporary examples. Unlike many simplified guides, this book presents nuanced understandings of seduction, appealing especially to readers who appreciate an intellectual angle supported by substantial historical evidence and psychological case studies. The breadth and depth of its analysis provide long-term value, helping readers achieve greater influence, charisma, and social success. The book serves not merely as a seduction manual, but as a comprehensive psychological guidebook valid across human interactions, enhancing readers' ability to navigate various emotional and social landscapes effectively. Purchasing this text over others is advisable due to Green's exceptional mastery of historical analysis, engaging storytelling, and profound psychological expertise, thoroughly documented and well-structured arguments capable of benefiting readers significantly and sustainably in diverse contexts throughout their lives. If you would like to support Robert Greene, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.